Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we were learning the sugya of modim and miktsas. And what emerges from Rashi and Tosus that we saw in the previous shiur, in the understanding of this sugya, is that the Gemara says, v'hai b'kuli bolim d'nichbere, this person really wants to be koyfer everything. And then the Gemara says, v'aiter, v'hai b'kuli bo d'lo delay, he really wants to admit everything. Really wants to be koyfer everything. But he can't, ain't the maze panuf. So really he wants to be moidan everything. So it comes out from Rashi and Tosfos that these are two separate things. First the Gemara asks, why does the Torah say modim miksatani yushava? Let him be a meshav aveda. He's doing the other guy a favor, he's returning an aveda. So he's admitting to half, so give him a yasha koch and don't make him swear. And in that, and for the Gemara, ain't the meis panuv ifnei baal chovo. No, he doesn't have the ha'oza. It's a migu de ha'oza. He doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing. And then, nachdem, the Gemara frek the kashe. How do we put a shvu on him? I, fi Rashi, he's choshed am emoina. Migu de choshed am emoina, choshed a shvu isa. Kach fi Rashi, fi Tosfos. Kasha is, since Eino de Meiz, so he's telling the truth, that he's not Chayav more. If Eino de Meiz, when he denies half of it, in front of the Tovea's face, so it must be he's telling the truth. And then if you're going to tell me, no, he's mayiz, then he has a miku, then let him just deny the whole thing. Why is he admitting half? So either he's telling the truth, because otherwise he wouldn't have such a chutzpah, or he's not telling the truth, or he's telling the truth, because if he already wanted to lie, then let him lie in the whole kit and caboodle. That's the Gemara's kasha. And then the teretz is, ishtamute kam ishtamet. So these are two stages in the Gemara. The first stage is, I is a meshav aveda. So why are you making him swear? And this the Gemara answers, no, he's not meshav aveda. Ein ad meiz panav. Ein ad meiz panav. Nefri is a mugu de migu de haza. He's not going to deny the whole thing. So therefore, he's only denying half. But if it's really, true, that a person doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing, and he's denying half. So according to Rashi, we have a new kasha. How do we give him a shvua? He's chasher amamona. According to Tosfos, we have a kasha that he should be believed without a shvua. Since ain meiz, he must be telling the truth. And if he's not telling the truth, if he's willing to be meiz, then why don't you go for the whole thing, deny the whole thing? Ad kan tamsis divrei Rashi v'Tosfos. However, lulei divreihem, if not for Rashi and Tosfos, it's possible to tread, if not for Rashi and Tosfos, to tread another path in this sugya, as explained by Rav Moshe Schamberger Shlita, as follows. We could say that Rabbah is not coming to ask kashas. But rather what Rabbah is trying to do is, he's trying to explain the reason of the pasuk. Why does the Torah tell us, modim miksas yishava? V'hainu. Shemeikar asvara pshuta, logically speaking, Rabbah holds that when Reuven is toivea mos from Shimon, and Shimon is koifer, ein makom lechayev et Shimon klal. Vafilu b'shvua. When Reuven says, you owe me $100, Shimon says, what are you talking about? I owe you a penny. We can't be mechayev Shimon, even with a shvua. Because mehechitesi, we should be mechayev Shimon because of Reuven's tefiyah. Reuven didn't bring any rayas. And that's the reason why koifer calls pater b'shvua. Because there's no room here for a din v'dvarim, for this whole give and take. Because if we say that we're going to be mechayev every nitba because of a tviya of a toveya, without edus, so ain the davar self. So every time the gnar just wake up in the morning and say, who should I claim owes me money today? Because of the guy down the block, he just bought himself a nice new car, figures he has some extra money. He says, by the way, you owe me $100,000. What are you talking about? Come to Beis Din and swear. Ain't the davar self. So, and this rabbi is coming to explain what's the reason that Moedah b'miksas the Torah was mechayev shvuah, valo he's koifer the other half. So what? Just the guy wakes up in the morning and starts making claims that you owe me money? It's mechayev people in shvuahs. What's going on over here? It doesn't make sense. So Rabbah is coming to explain that it's not like Moedah b'miksas. Koifer b'kol is different than Moedah b'miksas. Koifer b'kol ain kan be'emes ha'scholah shel din v'dvarim. It never starts. I wake up in the morning and I say, you owe me $100,000. I say, what are you talking about here? You know, like they say politely in America, get out of my face. Like, well, what do you mean? So there's nothing to talk about. Min ha'Torah, koifer b'kol is pater. Masha'en kein b'moedah b'miksas. Since he's Moedah b'miksas, kvar yesh makom l'stapek. Ah, it's shmek depis. It smells that something is up over here. If there's smoke, there's fire. He's Moedah b'miksas. V'achshav yesh makom l'stapek ma aita kavanato behodaato b'miksas zo. What did he mean when he's Moedah in this miksas? Since he's not koifer b'kol. Kvar na'asa kan din v'dvarim b'neihem. Since he's not koifer b'kol, there already is some point of contact here between the two of them that would justify Reuven's claim. But we just don't know what the absolute truth is. And the Torah says that since the Toiveya is Toiveya 100 and the Nitba is Moide in 50, we can say that the Nitba is mitlabet umistapek ben shtek tzavot. So this nitva is now feeling an internal conflict. On one hand, the nitva, the one who's being sued, wants to deny the whole kit and caboodle. Ah, but he doesn't have chutzpah to do so. And since he doesn't have chutzpah to deny the whole kit and caboodle, therefore he wants to admit to the whole kit and caboodle. And he's not doing that because that's going to cost him all of $100,000. So he sees until he gets the money, until some paychecks come in, this guy owes him and this guy owes him, and his wife's job, and he's getting a bonus from his work and blah blah blah. So he's mishtamet kam mishtamet. And therefore, the Torah says, let's give him a shvuah. In order that he should admit the whole thing. The Torah is giving a reason why Moedah b'miksas yishava. Unlike Kofer Bakol. And on that, Rabbi says, you can't compare. That Kofer Bakol ain't Mokom Klal, the Kabbalist Tainus HaToveya. Ava b'moide b'miktsas, yesh makom lachshov u'laniach, shebemet chayav u'lo mea. Kofer Bakol, there's no din v'dvarim, it never starts. But if a person's ma'idah b'miktsas, then there's room to think that really he owes him the whole thing. But now he's conflicted between his will to deny everything and his will to admit everything, and therefore he's taking the middle ground and he's admitting partially part of the claim in order that he shouldn't be meis panim. He doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing, but he also wants his money. By the way, this is shown in books of social psychology that people will lie, but they don't want to say such a big lie. People will do things they can sort of justify that they'll be willing to do. You know, big time, huge time, vast majority of people don't do that. But the little ones, the white lies, them just getting around it, the ones that could be more ahead for that, people will be willing to do. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying here. That's the psychology. Ishtamutei kam ishtamit. So it emerges according to this. That the Gemara says, Chazaka ein adam meis panav bifnei bal chova, v'hai b'chulei bo de nichbrei, v'hai de lo kofrei, mishum de ein adam meis panav, is not answering questions, but it's an explanation. Why did the Torah say modu b'miktsas a tiny yishova? And in that we answer, because only by kofer akol, we say that since he denies everything, reglaim l'davar, that he doesn't owe him anything, and therefore he doesn't even have to take a shua. But modu b'miktsas isn't such a ha'aza. Because he's modu b'miktsas, he's saying, yeah, I owe you some money. Alright, halfway there. So it's not such a ma'ase of ha'aza. And therefore, since he's admitting, and he's not being so chutzpahdik, so maybe there's something more here than he's actually admitting to. And therefore the Torah says, Rami shvua leiki hecha delo dele bekula v'yisbara dover. Torah says that since he's already admitting some, maybe the pshat is that's the psychology, that he doesn't want to deny the whole thing because of a ha'aza. So he doesn't have the chutzpah, in other meis panav. Mitzacheni, he doesn't want to admit the whole thing because he wants to wait till he has more money. And therefore, he's taking the middle ground, and that's why we're mechayiv and meshvua. So, according to this, we're no longer bothered by Tosis' kasha, which we learned in the previous shir. Tosis asks, how do we know that Kofer HaKol is Patur Mishavua? So the answer is, the Gemara explains, Ein Adam Meis Panav Bifnei Baal Chova. So, if he's denying the whole thing, so that's a proof. But he doesn't owe him anything, and therefore the Torah patters him from a shvua. Just in modem b'miktsas, where he's already a baal chov, and there's no strong ha'aza here, the Torah says, let's throw a shvua on him, and let's clarify, let's see what's tutzach do. Let's see what's going on over here. And if we also don't have the kasha of Tosfos, who asked that maybe Kofer HaKol is also Ishtamutei Kam Ishtamit. And the answer is no. This is too much of a ha'aza. We assume that a person ain't another maze pun of Vifnei Baal Chova. And therefore, he's not denying the whole thing. That's Mamash HaHa'aza, Ein Adam Meis Panim. But if he's denying half, that's not such a haza. And that's taka what Tosis answers. Tosis is mechalek between being kofar bakol and being modim b'miktas. And when he's kofar bakol, so we don't assume he's being mishtamet, because that's too much of a ha'azah. That's too much chutzpah to deny the whole thing. But if he's kofar b'chetzi, that's not such ha'azah. So there he, maybe he's not telling the truth. Maybe takadere is mishtamet. And now we can also understand what the Gemara says vayta, because the Gemara started by telling us that when Reuven says to Shimon, "You owe me $100," and Shimon says, "Ma pitam? I don't owe you anything." And then the Edom say he owes him 50 zuz. So he gives him the 50, and he swears for, on the rest. Shalot ha'heil das piv gedola me'ados Edom. Because a das piv, where he's chayv shvua, shouldn't be greater than Hodas Eidim. In other words, Hodas Eidim, we're also Mechayiv and Mishvuk because we have a Kal V'chomer. And then the Gemara asks, what does this mean? That Hodas Piv shouldn't be. Why would you think that Hodas Piv is greater than Hodas Eidim? Because, and then the Gemara says, that you shouldn't say that Hodas Piv, there's a Shavua like Rabbi says. Because Rabbi says, Min Amar Tor Modim Iksatayni Yishava. So that's the whole logic we've been discussing until now. But that only applies in our case. But by Hadas Eidim, where we can't say this, there's no shvua. So Rashi and Tosis have their perush to what it means by Hadas Eidim, the like of the Meimar Hachi. But according to the perush that we're presenting, Pshat in the Gemara is seemingly pashut, that when it comes to modim b'miktas, you have this whole psychology, this whole internal conflict. And on one hand, he wants to deny the whole thing, but it's too much for a person. A person feels too yichi denying the whole thing. Doesn't have the chutzpah. So he really wants to admit the whole thing. But no, he doesn't want to admit the whole thing, because then he has to pay the whole thing. So ishtamut kam ishtamit. So in such a case, there's raglaim ledavra, that there's some truth here. And therefore, mechayev yeshua. But Hadas Eidim, when he denies the whole thing, so here you don't have this whole psychology of why is he admitting half. He's admitting half because Ishtamut Eikam Ishtamit. No. Hadas Eidim Mitzido is Kofar Bakol. And the second he's Kofar Bakol, there's nothing Vidvar. He says, get out of my face. There's no room for a Shavua. And Tosis here asked Akasha that we paskin later on, Migudu Chashidam Amon, Lo Chashida Shavuasa. Because Tosis understands that Aval Hadas Eidim Delekel Meimar Kol Kach Mishtamet. But Hadas Eidim, when the Eidim come and say that he owes him 100 zuz, so you can't say that he's so Mishtamet. It's not so likely that he's just trying to avoid him. Why? Because he's Kofar Bakol. Kofar Bakol is usually not Hishtamtus. Kofar Bakol is Ha'azah. Kofar Bakol is a Chutzpah. So that means that he's Choshed and Mammon. And if he's Choshed and Mammon, then he's Choshed and Shavuah. So if there are Edim who come, how do we make him swear? So Kamashman the Kalvachomer, you do make him swear. Even when Edim come, And then on that, Tosfos says, "But ma pitom, we paskin that we don't say migdul chashdam on a chashel shvus." So that's the fibir divrei the fibir atosfos. But according to what we're saying, it's a different mahalach. When he admits it, when he admits half, so then we're smelling something. When there's smoke, there's fire. There's a din v'dvarim between the two of them. He's already admitting half. But if he's denying the whole thing, even if you evade him, but he's denying the whole thing, so it doesn't start. The only reason we were mechayev shvuah is because we see that we feel that this person, this nitba, might be conflicted, and that's why he's only admitting half, but he really owes the whole thing. That's only because of his partial admission. But if he makes a complete denial, then why would we obligate him in a shvuah? We shouldn't be chayev in a shvuah at all, and therefore you need the kal v'chomer from hadas piv. Therefore you need the kal v'chomer from hadas piv to hadas edim that he is chayev, and the Gemara then gets into the kal v'chomer. Now there's a famous sheet of the Rimigash that we don't say amigu to pater someone from a shvuah. Amigu doesn't pater someone from a shvuah. So the Achronim ask on the Rimigash, what about our sugya? Ibn Imam, Ratayra, why are we mechayev a person's moed and mixes a shvuah? In other words, the Gemara is asking, let's believe him in amigu. Why wasn't he kofer the whole thing? Why wasn't he kofer the whole thing? From the fact that he admits partially, so it must be he's telling the truth, because if he wanted to deny, he would have denied the whole thing. He would have denied the whole kit and caboodle. Like Tosis writes, Yehei Naman b'migu, v'bayi kofar akol. Why don't we believe him? He is amigo. He could have denied the whole thing. He's admitting half. So let's believe him with amigo. And pater him from a shvuah. And that's against the Rimigash, which says that amigo doesn't pater from shvuahs. Based on our avon in the sugya, no, mapitom. The Gemara's kasha wasn't we should pater him from a shvuah with amigo. And there's no kasha in teretz. All the Gemara is doing is explaining the psychology of the of the nitba, and why we assume that there's something fishy over here, and therefore mechayev mishvua. But there's no kash and teretz that we should believe him with a migu and pattern from mishvua. So to go against the Rishonim isn't so pashut, but lechoa there's a Ramban like us, and Mirtz Hashem, we will expand upon this in the coming shir, b'li neder, ha'dvorim hayu nifloim b'yoyser, baruch Hashem, and we should continue singing niflos mitaras Hashem, b'simcho b'tuv lev of meirov kol, and we should remember that sof davar, hakol nishma, et ha'elokim yira, ve'et mitzvotav shmor, ki ze kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom. Thank you, sweetest friends, for listening.